Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 19th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Biden's approval rating drops as Afghanistan unravels. Mr. Biden claims a chaotic withdrawal from Kabul was his only option. Governor Newsom launching an ad blitz ahead of the recall vote. COVID booster shots start in September. Daily deaths now top 1,000 for the first time since April. Also ahead, the border chaos is not getting any better. But first, President Biden's approval rating falling below the 50% mark for the first time, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average. 49% back Biden's overall job performance, while 69% disapprove of his handling of Afghanistan. The president rejecting any responsibility for the chaos in that beleaguered country. The commander-in-chief telling ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that a chaotic withdrawal was the only option available. Said Mr. Biden, quote, "The idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens." Well, maybe he should know. California Governor Gavin Newsom launching a series of TV ads ahead of next month's recall election. His campaign calling the vote, quote, "a matter of life and death for residents in the Golden State," warning that his opponents will not impose strict virus mandates. Polls show Californians now evenly split on whether Newsom should get the boot. The White House okaying COVID booster shots beginning September 20th. Research shows immunity somewhat wanes roughly 8 months after the second injection. First to receive the booster, healthcare workers, the elderly, those with compromised immune systems. The government now mandating the vaccine for all nursing home employees in the USA. America witnessing more than 1,000 virus-related deaths each day now, the most since last spring. Doctors blame a lethal combination of the Delta variant and unvaccinated folks for the high number of fatalities. At least 620,000 Americans have died from COVID since March 2020. In a moment, we'll take you to the southern border. You might not want to go. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Biden administration now has two humanitarian disasters to deal with, Afghanistan and the southern border. Illegal border crossings are way up, as you may know. Average monthly crossings under Donald Trump were about 40,000 foreign nationals. But after Joe Biden signed an executive order in February of this year to dismantle former President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which had largely stopped mass migration into this country, well, after Biden signed an executive order to get that out, all hell broke loose. The very month that he signed the executive order, 100,000 illegal crossings were cited by the Federal authorities down on the border, 100,000, up from 40. The next month, March, 173,000. April, 180,000. May, 182,000. June, 190,000. July, last month, 212,000 in the scorching heat of the summer. So now, with millions of foreign nationals streaming into the USA, some states are thinking about suing the federal government. Can they do that? The U.S. legal code says, quote, states have a broad standing to sue the federal government to protect state law. Accordingly, a state may challenge federal statutes or regulations that preempt or otherwise undermine the continued enforceability of state law. Examples include Massachusetts' challenge to the federal environmental policy, Oregon's confrontation over physician-assisted suicide, and Texas's lawsuit over the Obama administration's overall immigration program. So states can sue the feds. But what about suing President Biden himself? Does our legal system allow that? After all, he alone dismantled a very successful border policy. Congress didn't do it. Biden did it. Here's the deal, as Joe Biden might say. Presidents are immune, with few exceptions, from liability in a personal capacity when acting within their executive power or when completing official acts. They can, however, be sued for criminal charges that occur while they are in office, whether the acts are official or unofficial. This happened in 2020 when President Trump was denied immunity for a state criminal subpoena from New York. You may remember that. Now, a case can be made that by failing to enforce immigration law passed by Congress, laws on the books right now, President Biden himself has broken the law in all 50 states. Certainly, he has violated his sworn oath to uphold the law. If a number of state attorneys general band together and file a class action suit against Biden, the Supreme Court would ultimately have to decide. That would be bad for Biden, but good, in my humble opinion, for America. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And my new book, Killing the Mob, is a good read. In a moment, something you might not know.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Labor Day, less than 3 weeks away. Can you believe it? That means folks have only a few days left to enjoy summer. But in the age of COVID, more than 50% of Americans say they are staying home. They're not traveling. Despite the slower-than-average holiday, some people did manage to travel overseas this August. And here are the top spots for Americans going abroad. First, Barbuda and Aruba, nice islands in the Caribbean. Access to those countries is contingent on a negative COVID test taken no more than 7 days prior to arrival. But guests no longer have to quarantine for 2 weeks once they get to Barbuda and Aruba. Next, Europe. The EU is easing restrictions on visiting Americans, but travelers will still have to show proof of vaccination at the airport here to get there. Popular destinations include Spain, Ireland, Greece, and Croatia. South America also attracting some people. Brazil, if you can believe it, drawing tourists despite a brutal COVID situation there. Folks can visit, but the State Department suggests avoiding places like Rio de Janeiro. Unless you have family in Brazil, that's kind of crazy to go down there right now. The newest hotspot is Canada. The world's longest international land border reopened for Americans on August 9th. For many, that meant not only vacations, but reuniting with family members for the first time since crossings were stopped in 2020. The Canadian government is launching a multi-million dollar tourist campaign this week to lure Americans north of the border. And here's something else you might not know. International vacations are down, but one sector of the tourism industry is up. RV rentals. Bookings have increased 200% in the USA. There are more than 3,000 locations in America registered as official RV parks. The recreational vehicle economy generates $115 billion a year, supporting 100,000 jobs. Renting an RV is very expensive. Average week-long trip will set you back $300 a day, 35 cents a mile. The vehicle has earned a new nickname since the beginning of the pandemic, Quarantine on Wheels. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.